not only have the cost of keeping people on the payroll, but they themselves incur lots of expenses to support them in terms of rent and telecommunications equipment and fancy lunches and things like that. So, you know, these investment banking firms are under pressure to get their costs down across the board, and that means having to cut people.
Bert Ely. This is the BBC World Service.
From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Federal and local agents search three Arab-owned supermarkets in the U.S. Virgin Islands in what they describe as an ongoing probe. Disappointment in Jamaica that the foreign trade minister is being moved to another post. And the Windies accept Sri Lankan safety guarantees. The upcoming tour is on. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, a multi-agency task force of federal and local law enforcement officers today executed federal search warrants on three major supermarkets on St. Croix and St. Thomas. They would say only that the move was in connection with an ongoing investigation, explaining that there was need to preserve the integrity and confidentiality of the probe. The stores involved are Arab-owned, however, prompting speculation of a possible link with the September 11 events in the U.S., but officials have warned against islanders jumping to conclusions. Jean Gray reports.
The warrants were served without incident on